Good evening. Everybody out there hear me? Okay, thanks. Welcome. Welcome to the Music Hall. Welcome to Thursday evening at Music Hall with Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. Yeah. This is our 10th anniversary season. We're very, very pleased to be able to present the range of fine performing artists that are coming through the hall this year. I don't know if any of you know, and those of you that do, please forgive me because I've got to tell this story one more time. Nearly 10 years ago, this place was nearly demolished and turned into condominiums. Before that happened, there were 5 theatres in Portsmouth. This is the last theatre that is left. It was rescued by the people of this town 10 years ago, and since that point we've been using it to bring, I think, some of the finest in entertainment to the seacoast, and we want to continue doing that. It's not an easy task. You help us tremendously by being here, and I want to thank you all very much for that. Another thing that makes shows possible here is our sponsors, and I would like to thank Able Lawn Staffing Services for their help for this evening's show. And also, I just want to tell you about some upcoming shows. Those of you that haven't experienced live flamenco complete with a full ensemble, guitarists and singers, next Saturday, Maria Benitez, Teatro Flamenco, probably one of the best flamenco dancers in the whole of this country, will be taking the stage here. So if you want to experience something new, or if you know flamenco and you want to experience the best in it, please be here next Saturday. A new show I want to announce to you. Last August, we had a gentleman who came to this stage, I think for the first time in his career. He kind of looked around and said, I love this hall, and I want to come back here, and next time I come back, I want to play 2 nights. And we all went, yeah, right, okay, fine, we didn't really believe it. A couple of weeks ago, I got a phone call from him, and he said, remember what I said before I left? Well, how about it? So, we're doing it. April the 8th and 9th, Bruce Hornsby is returning to the Music Hall. 2 nights. Tickets went on sale a couple of days ago, so they're going thick and fast. Be alerted on that. Not only do we put on shows on this stage, but we also sell raffle tickets. It's another way we can keep things going here. If you have a look around outside in the lobby, or maybe around on the aisles, you'll see people selling tickets. They're $5 a piece, and great prizes. You can win a full computer system. One of the other prizes is a key to the Music Hall. That basically means that you get a key and you get to feed the cat first thing in the morning and lock up after the stage crew last thing at night. It actually means you get a full entry to all of next year's celebrity season. So look out, buy raffle tickets, help us out doing that, please. Can I ask you during the show, please, to keep the front of the stage clear? We don't mind you dancing in the aisles and the back of the house. In fact, we welcome it. But please keep the front of the stage clear for people who actually want to be able to sit down and watch it. I also ask you, please, no smoking. Don't light up in this building. It's a wooden building. It wouldn't be a good thing. And also, no flash photography. Bella and the guys will be out in a few minutes. Have a great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, and howdy. How's it going? It's great to be back here. Hell, I really like that note. Yeah. That's what it sings. Okay. Before we go any further, I'd like to introduce a being who traveled a long distance to play for you here tonight. All the way from the year 2050. He knows what's going to happen with the year 2000. He just won't tell us. Please welcome the Future Man.
Thank you very much. Hey. Check this out. It's my pleasure to introduce to you on the bass guitar. He was voted by Bass Player Magazine as the bass player of the year for the third time. Mr. Victor.
He hails from somewhere around these parts. He likes to wear his hair upside down. From the New England era, how about it for Mr. Jeff Coffin?
How you guys doing out there this evening? I'm most certainly glad to be here. As Vic said, I did reside around here for a while in Rochester and spent a little time at UNH. So it's great to see some familiar faces out there. So speaking of a familiar face, on the banjo, Mr. Bela Fleck.
Thank you.
breathe.
Everybody, thank you. We'd like to try something very, very brand new right now. We tried it for the first time last night, so this will be the second world premiere. Of a tune that has no real title, but I guess we could kind of call it like the Flecktone Love theme or something. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, everybody. That's a routine by Jeff. We'll be back in a few minutes. Please stick around. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
song Big Country that we just did is nominated for a Grammy this year. In the, what is it? Is this instrumental, pop instrumental category? Oh, I've been corrected. It was the best, what is it? Okay, it's in the category of best musical tribute to Jeff Coffin. Just been corrected. We're gonna do another song. Now that we're a pop group, I guess we'll do another pop song. This song's also nominated for a Grammy, actually. In the instrumental composition category. This one is the strange song, I guess, that it's written, it's in the time signature of 11:16. So for all of you that like to count along and stuff, this one is a good one. Count fast. Starts at 11:16. You know, we play. Okay, here's a quick rundown. We start with this little intro thing, and the drums play this little neat things. Then we play the melody. Write it down. We play the melody, and. Then Baylor plays the melody, I play the melody. Then we play this hard melody together. It's kind of one of the hardest things we've ever played. And we'll play that. Then we'll break it down to a halftime, 11-8. Halftime. Then Baylor play the melody in halftime. Then during his halftime melody, Future Man and myself will try to make him mess up by hitting off beats and accents. So off beats, accents, mistakes. Then Baylor messes up, we come out of that place, then we go back to the intro, we play the melody again, and then we're out of there. Got it? That's it. Then someone else gets the Grammy. But we get to dress up and go anyway. Song, we try to disguise the odd time signature by adding like a Bulgarian calypso something kind of beat. So, anyway, I've talked enough. This song's called Almost 12. Thank you.
that get nominated for a Grammy? Did I hear a tittering out in the audience? A smattering of sound? How's everybody doing out there? Picture of the band. Portsmouth show is a homecoming for Jeff Coffin. Want to know what it says about you, Vic? Jeff Coffin, local New Hampshire fellow, backed up by. Bassist on the downslide, synthetic percussionist, and old-fashioned loser banjo player. And here's Jeff's 10 steps to stardom. Oh, here's something about us. Sorry, I hear now. We're thrilled to have Jeff with us. Where you talked about how you taught Don Henley the words to Hotel California. That was good. Okay. Okay, well, this show seems to have ground to a total halt. Yeah, Jeff knows a lot of real famous people out there. He's going to introduce us to Don Henley and Bruce Springsteen. And, yeah.
Bruce
can
say.
Yeah. He wouldn't let this sort of thing go on. Okay, here's a new tune. We're going to move on out of that whole mode.
Yeah, you know, I think.
Do you want to add something?
I just want to say that if this was Bruce's gig, I think that Clemens probably would have kicked your. But I'm more of a peaceful, loving kind of guy, right? And I still love you even after those things that you said. And I was misquoted. I didn't say that about Vic. Thank you.
That's a brand new tune that I wrote called Memories of Jeff. lot. That's a song from our Left of Cool record called Communicating with Jeff. And this next piece we're going to do is features Jeff Coffin. And we really wanted to do this one tonight, especially because his dad is here and some of his family and sister and some good friends. And we hear you out there. Pretty enthusiastic. Quiet people. Reserved.
Reserved.
Yeah. From New Hampshire. And from Maine.
So you guys want to hear a banjo joke? Vic, you know any? Man, there's plenty. Ask Vic later, he's got a bunch.
So anyway, Jeff started practicing this song when he was about 3 years old. He was in the bathtub, his dad can tell you about it, in fact. He sunk under the water in a tub and held his breath for about 30 seconds there as a three-year-old. And by the time he was five, he was holding his breath in the tub for about 2 minutes. By the time he was 11, he could hold his breath for an hour and a half in a tub. And now sometimes he doesn't come out for days, which gives him the lung capacity that he needs for this next thing he's about to do. A touching piece entitled The Two Horny Blues.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to bring it way down and let the big Fleck Tone come out front and play some solo acoustic banjo for you. Get all tuned up back there. It's the banjo that's earned him actually 3 Grammy nominations this year. Bela and Jerry Douglas have a country instrumental nomination this year, so that's great. So there's 3 chances. Banjo joke. Okay. Let's see. What am I wearing? Is that what you said? Oh, I thought you meant, what am I wearing now? Oh, I don't know what I'm gonna wear to the Grammys. I don't know. But there were 5 banjo players riding in a Buick. And they wanted to have a good time, so they were partying, and sad to say they partied a little too hard. 5 banjo players went over the cliff, crashed, bang, blew up, exploded. You know the sad part of the story? Is a Buick hole 6. Jeff started it. Where are you, Jeff?
Celebrity death match. Future man will be the 3rd man in the ring. So do you guys know how you can tell that the toothbrush was invented by a banjo player? If anybody else had invented it, it would have been a teeth brush. You know those little finger picks he wears? You know why he puts them up on his dash when he's driving around Nashville? So he can park in a handicapped spot. That's all.
Fleck Tone just back from his Spice Girls audition.
Did he get the part?
Old Spice. Just kidding. I love you, big fella. Comes from New York City, where he loaded up his banjo, moved to Tennessee, the Jed Clampett of the 90s, wearing his felt red shirt and his brand new tennis shoes. How about it for Mr. Bela Fleck?
feeling like everyone's against me. I just go inside myself and I say, you know, you're okay, you know? You ever feel like that? You know? Slings and arrows are coming at you and you're just trying to play the banjo, you know? Just go inside. But I heard you laughing. And I was going to play something really good. You know, really like it? I'm just thinking about it. You know why they make banjo jokes so simple? So the bass players can understand them.
for coming out, everybody. Appreciate you. Thank you. Future Man has got the box here. It's a Spanish torture device from the Spanish Inquisition, now used for musical purposes. Jeff's got his little flute. And I've got the sitar banjo.